He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Friday morning. It is the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. And I am coming to you from Boston, Massachusetts, on the banks of the Charles River. And Stephen is coming from, would you say, a smoky San Diego today, Stephen?
That's what I would say. It's very smoky up here in Carlsbad.
Very smoky. We have the Bonsall fire, which I want to talk about in a moment, because I saw videos last night of the little racetrack up there, which is a major training center. They lost 15 horses yesterday. Yeah, I don't know if you know that, but we saw
really
some video
sad.
Of that. Pretty scary. Anyways, we've got the Dow. Oh, man. You see the NASDAQ today?
It's flying.
It's flying. I hope you listened to me and you didn't panic and sell. I actually had several clients call and say, hey, is it time to short the NASDAQ to hedge? I said, no, I don't like that idea. The NASDAQ is up 47 points today. It is rocking and rolling. It's at 6,861, just 139 points shy of 7,000 on the NASDAQ. Wow. The Dow Jones Industrial Average 30 stocks up 45 points, 24,256. And boy, I can't wait to talk about some of these NASDAQ stocks today. S&P 500 is up 10, 2,646. Hey, when are we going to start announcing every day, Stephen, the price of Bitcoin as part of our
daily we're going to have to.
Does Yahoo have that up as one of the major indexes yet? Not quite. The Russell 2000 small cap index only up a quarter of a point percent. Crude oil's up 49. Hey, crude oil's moving towards 60. And that 10-year yield this morning backing off. That's good because I've got a refi in the networks. It's at 2.37% today. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, and I'll be leaving Boston here this evening, be home in smoky San Diego tonight. Had a good time here in Boston, and we have quite a day going on in the NASDAQ, and I know there was some pain recently in the NASDAQ. Now, Stephen, we talked a little bit yesterday about some of the pain that we've had in the market over the last several, let's say since Trump was elected in November. We've had very little pain, although I remember when I was at that Scott Trade Ameritrade conference downtown on the board of advisors there, that we had a pretty scary day or two in the NASDAQ when one of the major firms like Goldman Sachs, I believe it was Goldman Sachs, completely downgraded the FANG stock. How did that call by Goldman Sachs work out? Not too good.
Yep.
Did it? It did not work out too good because they were wrong again. Maybe we should have the backside of the T-shirt say Goldman Sachs was wrong again.
Yeah.
Bill was right again. I don't know. But the NASDAQ is flying today, up almost 50 points. And I'm just looking at some of our biggest individual winners today. A lot of the usual suspects. Geely Automotive is flying today. Tencent Holdings. Did we buy Tencent Holdings yesterday?
We did. We bought it for new people.
We bought it for new clients. Alibaba's flying today. Lam Research is flying today. Netflix, Micron, Activision, Applied Materials, Baidu, all of the usual suspects. We only have a couple of stocks that are down barely. I mean, just barely. Sony's down like 0.1%. Other than that, I mean, everything we own is pretty much up today. We did not panic. We did not buckle at the knees. I think all week we've talked about the process that I put each one of the stocks through that I own just to reassure myself. We had to put a little pain. Did we suffer a little pain, Stephen? Was there a little pain this past week?
Of course there was.
Of course there was. It's not any fun to watch stocks going down and say, are they going to come back? Well, we did our work. We did our technical research. We did our valuation research and all the rest. And I want to talk about some of those stocks today that we stayed with and we stuck with. Well, the big news today, the jobs.
Yeah.
You know, the jobs are one of those major tributaries that flow into the Mississippi River called the U.S. economy. The jobs picture, in fact, is a major tributary. And we read this morning that 228,000 jobs were added in November. The unemployment rate remains stable at 4.1%. I don't see the underemployment rate, though, in my report here. I'll try to look for that during the break.
It ticked up to 8%. Or the
okay.
The U6 unemployment, that one?
Yeah, what's it at now?
8%.
And what was it last month?
It just says it ticked up to 8%, so it must have been 7.9%.
Okay, well, that's all right. We'll take that. So even the U6 is improving. And, of course, with the unemployment rate at 4.1 and creating 228,000 jobs, that's a lot of the buoyancy underneath the market. But, you know, even before that jobs report, the NASDAQ futures were up 40 points. So it's more than just the jobs report. I think a lot of it is the tax reform, which I'll talk about in a moment. There's a couple of firms out today with exact numbers on what the tax reform will mean to Amazon, what it will mean. I can't remember the other two they use as examples, but we'll get to that because this is really, really critical, you see. This is the thesis that I've been working off of. If you increase the earnings per share of companies, doesn't matter how it happens, if it happens through paying less taxes, that still increases the bottom line profit, earnings per share, and that increases the value of those companies because they're making more money. And if you multiply that by 500 companies in the S&P 500 or 2,000 companies in the Russell 2000, does that not make the indexes worth more money?
Yeah.
Of course it does. If all the homes in your neighborhood go up, your neighborhood just went up in value. And if most of the stocks within the NASDAQ and the Dow and the S&P 500 and the Russell 2000 and all the rest of them, if their earnings power goes up, the value of those individual stocks goes up and the value of the neighborhood, the value of the index goes up. Well, before I leave this, this subject of Boston, where I've spent a few days, I want Stephen to enlighten me on something. I'm told, I was listening to the local sports radio yesterday. And of course, I mean, what bad can they say about the New England Patriots? I mean,
or the Boston Celtics.
I was just going to say, okay, I heard on the radio yesterday that the Boston Celtics have won 16 games in a row. Which I got to go back to the day.
They finally lost one. They finally lost one, but they had a good streak, yeah.
I got to go back to the days of Hondo Havlicek and some of those great Celtics, Larry Bird, et cetera. And, of course, let's not forget that the general manager right now of the Celtics is Danny Ainge.
Yeah, he's done a great
job. His sister goes to our church. And he's a pretty big guy, you know. Danny Ainge had a great career in college. He had a good career as a pro also. But he's the guy pulling the strings. Now, some woman at a Dunkin' Donuts, I was asking about the Celtics, and she said, well, they made the greatest trade of all time in the NBA this year. Something, is it Kyrie Irving?
Yeah, it's Kyrie Irving.
Who did they get rid of?
They got rid of Isaiah Thomas. It was actually pretty controversial at first because Isaiah Thomas had just led them to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Okay.
And he had lost his sister during the playoffs, and he played through it, and like he embraced the whole city, and the city embraced him. So it was pretty controversial when they traded him. But they did get Kyrie Irving, who was LeBron's sidekick, who had won a championship 2 years ago. And Kyrie Irving's younger and probably more talented, but he's a great point guard.
So they made a good trade.
Yeah, they did.
And where did the other guy go? Where did Isaiah Thomas go?
He's in Cleveland with LeBron, but he's injured right now. So he'll be back in a little bit, and then their team will be really good too. So that's going to be
But apparently Kyrie Irving was the stock that their portfolio needed.
Yeah, and they also got Gordon Hayward from Utah, who's out right now. So when he comes back pretty soon, then they're going to be even better.
Yes, I noticed on sports radio they were talking about Gordon Hayward's ankle.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all the talk in Boston sports right now.
Yeah, they
Gordon
got some
Hayward's
good teams
ankle.
Up there. Yep.
Another interesting sight in Boston, which we don't see in San Diego, the Charles River. You know what a sculling, these big, long boats where they row?
Oh, yeah.
Rowing, that's a big deal back here on the East Coast. And my wife and I said, those are hardy people out there on that river that's pretty cool. 38 degrees in the morning, and they're out there sculling in the morning on the Charles River, which is miles and miles long. And I know for a fact that Harvard and Yale, they're kind of known for their sculling team. Now, out in San Diego, we're known for our surfing teams.
Right.
But over here in Boston, the other thing I would say about Boston, there is a Dunkin' Donut every two blocks. Every two blocks. Well, when we come back, let's find some good sugar donuts for the folks here on this Friday. Can we do that, Stephen?
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I am calling in from Boston, and I see more travel in my plans here in 2018, I guess. So today we'll be ordering a mobile radio studio for Bill. While Stephen broadcasts and holds down the keeps the home fires burning in Carlsbad at the BSN studios, where I want to get a quick update from him on the fires. And then I want to talk about two really, really important numbers type subjects here on individual stocks. But I plan on visiting Minnesota more this year, visiting Sarasota more this year, visiting Atlanta more. Dallas is next up on my list, coming to Dallas, getting back to Seattle, getting over to Hawaii. I really want to do more of this on the road this year. So, I'm going to get a traveling radio studio to carry with me wherever I go. And, of course, it's all I need is the internet and my brain. And the two of us get along pretty well together. And I'm here today. I'm going to go through our entire database like I do every single day of my life. That is my favorite part of the day. Second only to coming home to my wife in the evening. That's the favorite part of my day. All right. Quick update, Stephen. Fires.
Yes.
Southern California. You say our studio, the smoke is so bad it's hard to breathe.
Yeah, I'm getting a little bit of a headache. It's all in the building. It's kind of brutal. But
oh, you poor baby.
Yeah. It's about, if you know where the 76 and the 15 are, right where that conjoins, there's a huge fire. It's 0% contained still, even though the winds died down last night. It's up to about 4,500 acres, I believe. And they were saying last night that if they can't get it under control by tonight, that it might burn all the way to the coast in Oceanside.
Wow. And there's a lot of homes in that pathway.
A ton of homes. So it's pretty
pretty
scary. And yesterday I was leaving work, the fire looked like it was almost in our neighborhood. That's how bad the smoke was. But
wow,
a lot of false reporting out there. It's
well,
just
I'm sure
over
when
up
we get
Fallbrook.
Home from Boston, I hope we didn't leave any windows open. We'll have ashes everywhere. And
I
saw a video clip from our horse trainer at Del Mar. Who they've now moved on to. They're not at Del Mar anymore. But there's a big training center right where this fire is. And I saw a video yesterday of them releasing all of the racehorses out of their barns to just go out on the track and roam. And I read that about 15 of them died yesterday.
Yeah.
It was mass panic.
Up in San Luis.
You know, the trainer, Peter Miller, is headquartered there. Of course, Peter Miller won two Breeders' Cups, and they were talking how they were worried about one of the Breeders' Cups winners maybe being involved in that fire yesterday. So,
yeah.
And horses are definitely afraid of fire. They have a natural instinct to flee. Okay, here's what's really important here today. Number one, Cowen. Now, this is a pretty big research firm, S.G. Cowen. I want to say they're out of Boston. They estimate that Amazon, Google, and Facebook, okay, AMZN, Amazon, GOGG, or GOGGL, whichever flavor of Google you prefer, and Facebook, will save a combined $4.5 billion on taxes in 2018, thanks to the GOP tax bill. while the tech giants should also benefit from the measures CapEx expensing provision. Now, there are some very, very key words in this statement. Number one is what I've been saying all along.
I know. They just figured this out.
I mean, I was one of the first guys who spent a hellish weekend going through numbers and estimating what a cut to 25% would do to the bottom line earnings of the big companies, the S&P 500 companies. And then I extrapolated that out and how much more valuable that made the market. And I'm one of the first guys who started publishing two target prices for next year. One based on earnings without a tax cut, and one based with earnings with a tax cut. Now you've got a firm like Cowen actually going in here and doing the numbers work that I did months ago on three companies.
Yeah.
Now, here, this is critical because we talked about this yesterday. The old mantra of Best Stocks Now or Radio Hour is stocks follow earnings. And the corollary to that is stocks follow earnings expectations. And when earnings expectations go up, the stock follows and the index follows. Now, why are earnings expectations all of a sudden rising on these stocks? Well, let's look at Amazon. Cowen says that Amazon would have an upside to their earnings with the tax cut of 24%. In other words, okay, let's take a look at Amazon's earnings estimates for next year. AMZN right now is expected to make $8 in earnings next year. That's an 85% increase over this year. However, that is pre-tax cut. If we add 25%, don't their earnings, Stephen, go up from $8 per share to $10 per share?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And I don't think it's really been sinking in to our listeners of what I've been saying. That is significant. Okay, now overall for the S&P 500, I was pretty conservative. I said, look, I think that the earnings for the S&P 500 with the tax cut will be 10% higher in 2018 than where they're currently at. And I want to say 2018 is right now, what, at $146 per share without tax cut. If you add 10% to that, it's $160 per share. You see what I'm saying? It's $160 per share for the index. And if you're going to keep that multiple somewhere in the 18 area, do you see what that does to the valuation of the market overall? Well, when Amazon's earnings go from $8, their expectations, from $8 to $10, Amazon didn't do anything. They didn't trim their workforce. They didn't cut their expenses. They didn't lower their overhead. They didn't raise prices to raise sales. This benefit is coming to them through the form of legislation, through fiscal policy, lowering the corporate tax rate from 35% down to 20%. And what kind of impact does it have on Amazon? $2 per share. When we come back, what impact does that have on the price target of not only Amazon, but Google and Facebook? We own all three of these stocks.
Yep.
And let's not forget this CapEx expensing provision. This is really critical. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, where I feel like on this Friday, December 8th, there's nothing more important than I could talk about on this show today. And, you know, Stephen, I think as I write my article for the newsletter today, this is really, really important, very important to understand what the GOP tax bill does for your portfolio, for your IRA, for your 401k. You know, we had some people this past week that were thinking about jumping ship, not a lot. We're talking about 1% to 2% of our overall population of clients. And I don't blame them. You know, they get nervous from time to time. They don't like to see a 4% or 5% correction in their portfolio. They get nervous and they wonder, hey, what's going on? Well, you know, I mean, I take a look that this tax break and these benefits that these companies are now going to experience have not even been baked into the cake yet. Take Amazon, for instance. Do you think that the target price on Amazon going from $8 to $10, in fact, we're going to do the math right here, right now on Amazon, and we're going to see what that does to the target price, okay? Because the number that I have in there right now in my formula for next year's earnings is that $8 per share. And I'm going to just put in the formula, which is in our spreadsheet, for our five-year valuations to see what kind of impact, now that we know that it's more than likely that this tax thing will be passed, it has to be reconciled between the Senate. Okay, I have 801, Stephen. I go to Amazon in the spreadsheet, okay?
All right.
And I have $8.01 per share as earnings currently. Now, my target price on Amazon is $1,950. Okay, remember that number. Where is Amazon trading today?
It is at $1,168.
Is it having a good day?
Yeah, it's up almost 1%.
Is that a good chart?
It's a very good chart.
Amazon did not go down to its 50-day moving average. It only went down to its 20-day moving average. It only corrected by 3 or 4%. During this recent sell-off. The chip stocks, on the other hand, corrected by about 15, 12 to 15, more in the 12, 10 to 12, call it. All right, let's just manually plug in here $10 per share from the current $8 per share. Let's keep the multiples the same. The growth rate's not going to change. And let's not forget there's another factor that we still have to put in here. That takes my target price from $1,950 to
$2,400. Wow. That's a big jump.
Now, I'm probably going to shrink my multiple just a little bit here, which I think is probably a little bit more appropriate. Let's take it. Okay, here's where it will go. It'll go from $1,950 to about $2,200. Call it $2,200.
That's still a pretty big jump.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge. Okay. Why would I be selling my Amazon right now during this little NASDAQ pullback that we had? Now, there's another phrase here that ought to mean a lot to anybody that knows anything about reading an income statement or anything about depreciation expense versus being able to expense. Well, a CapEx expenditure. Now, I can tell you, I'll tell you a little personal story here. Stephen will relate to this. 7 or 8 years ago, remember the big Hummers, Stephen?
I do.
You remember Dad went out and bought a brand new, one of the big yellow Hummers?
Yep, the H2s. Those are awesome cars.
Was it a sweet ride?
It was very nice. I love that car.
Did it get good gas mileage?
It got terrible gas mileage.
Horrible. I remember driving it. We drove from San Diego to Lake Tahoe to go skiing with Douglas, the guy who helped me with the Best Stocks Now app. Was that a sweet ride? It had leather seats. It had an entertainment system. A nice heat. Did it have heated seats? I want to say it had heated seats.
Oh, yeah. It had everything.
big knobby tires that held the road. We went through some zero-degree weather there through Mammoth and everything. Well, that year, there was the same thing in the Bush tax cuts. There was, you were able to expense a capital expenditure. Now, a CPA, an accountant, a business owner knows that normally when you buy a big piece of equipment, now you and I aren't in a business that requires heavy equipment and machinery, but let's say you own a printing operation and you need to buy a new press, and that press is $50,000. Well, you pay the $50,000, you're out the $50,000, you've got the new press, and hopefully you'll be able to increase your output, and the output will be a lot better. The quality will improve, and everybody wins. But under normal accounting rules, you've got to depreciate that piece of equipment over 10 years, 5 years. It depends on the equipment. I think land is 30 years or something like that. Each piece of equipment is different. Now, if I can expense it in 1 year, in other words, the price of that Hummer, because of its weight, it qualified as a capital expenditure under the Bush tax cuts. And I needed a Hummer to visit clients in, right, Stephen?
Yeah, you had to have it, yeah.
Had to have it. Well, I got to expense that Hummer in 1 year. And, of course, the Hummer dealership. Now, here's another piece to this story. We had a client who owned the Hummer dealership in San Diego. So I got a sweet deal. He advertised on my show, and I advertised and talked about how good my Hummer was, and it all worked out for everybody. But the bottom line was, I was able to expense it and thereby lower my income, my profit, by the amount of the Hummer. I got to expense it in 1 year. So let's just say it was $50,000. Well, I didn't have to pay taxes on $50,000 in capital expenditure. I got to deduct from my income. Had it been depreciated over a 7-year period of time, I would have only been able to deduct $7,000 from my income. So this capital expenditure, what does this do, being able to expense it in 1 year? Well, now Google or Facebook or Amazon or Boeing or whoever else goes out, now they have an incentive to buy equipment. Now, let's take this to the semiconductor industry. Let's say STM has been holding off on buying a large piece of equipment that they need from Applied Materials. It's good for both companies because now STM can go out and buy that equipment that they need and expense it in 1 year. And Applied Materials gets the order because now all of these companies that have been holding off on capital expenditures have an incentive to go out and buy some equipment. And that's going to be a boon for companies like Lam Research. In other words, companies that sell big capital items, machinery, printing presses, semiconductor making equipment, machinery that makes clothes, robots that make cars. So you're going to see a big pickup and a big boost given to the companies within the capital expenditure arena. And you're going to see a big benefit to the companies buying that capital equipment. Okay, we talked about Amazon. They're going to get a 24% boost to their earnings because of these two factors, but more so the tax cut than anything. Google and Facebook are not going to benefit as much. But let's do Facebook right now. Okay, it's estimated that Facebook will benefit. Their earnings will jump 8% with the tax cut. So, I mean, they're obviously not paying a 35% real tax rate at the current time. And I took that into account. That's why I did 10% across the board for all these companies, even though Amazon's 24, Facebook is 8. I think a more appropriate number when we get down to it is we should be adding 15%, Stephen, to next year's earnings estimates.
Yeah.
And if we're at $146, that's going to take us almost to $170 in earnings next year. With a multiple of 18, how can you be bearish on the market? Facebook is expected to make $6.63. If we add 8% to that, that's about 52 cents per share. That's going to put us at about $7.15 per share. And that's going to raise Facebook's target price by about 8 to 10%. And I already have a very lofty target price on Facebook. So therein is a very critical, critical numbers game that you've got to play. And it's all good for the investor. The newsletter is going to key in on this today. When we come back, I want to talk about today's newsletter. All right? Bill Gunderson.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as you think they should, or you have an individual stock, index, or mutual fund that you'd like him to discuss. Well, this is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question to us by going to the contact page at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. And we'll select a question or two each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question. You'll be a part of the weekly Ask Bill segment on the Bill Gunderson Radio Show. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's book, Best Stocks Now. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question 24 hours a day at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Bed Talk Now Radio Hour. And I would just like to remind everybody that this is Newsletter Day. It's kind of a different day at the barn there in Carlsbad. Of course, I'm back here in Boston. Steve is doing his part of the newsletter there. I'm doing my part here. And the game face is on. And we want to report back to you how the week went and what we see going forward. Now, there's the key, what we see going forward. I'm the guy that 8 years, 8 months ago, put out a buy signal on the market based on what I saw in the numbers, in the earnings, and in the bottoming out of earnings in the S&P 500 and the expected growth going forward. And every day and every week, I revisit those numbers. And Stephen knows that it's not just the valuations that we look at. We go into the technical analysis of the markets. We go into the momentum, the relative strength of the markets, the sentiment of the markets. We go into the asset classes of the market. Is this a time that favors bonds over stocks? Is this a time that favors stocks over bonds? Should we have some gold? Should we have some inflation hedges in our portfolio right now? All of that is built in because of the research that we do so intensely every single Friday. And we go through every little single nuance of the market. We go through the overall valuation of the market, the overall technical health of the market. We go through the leading asset classes, the laggard asset classes, the ones to avoid. Sometimes it's just as important to know the areas to avoid as it is to the areas to invest in. We go through the indexes around the world. There's been some hot spots this year. India and China come to mind. We go through the sectors of the market. This has been a year that's favored large cap stocks. It's been a year that's favored technology stocks, because that's where the most growth is. It's not just buying technology stocks to buy technology stocks. I can remember several years ago when the growth, when I wrote my book in 2012, you'll find five or six oil companies that were up in the Williston Basin. They were fracking companies. They had tremendous growth. But this year, most of that fantastic growth has been in the Facebooks, the Amazons, the Netflixes, the Googles, the Alibabas, the Tencent Holdings, etc. Well, as we start to turn the page on 2017 and say goodbye and start looking ahead to with great anticipation. I think 2018 is going to be a very good year in many, many ways. We have to start looking ahead for where that leadership is. There change in leadership? Was this move that we saw here recently away from tech and into financials and into banks and into other sectors? Yes, they're going to benefit from tax reform also. But so are the tech stocks, okay? So if you've got a leader that's going to benefit from tax reform and a laggard that's also going to benefit from tax reform, what have we been saying all week, Stephen? Have we been saying to sell your leaders and buy the laggards and do what Smith Barney's doing or Merrill Lynch or whoever else? We don't know who was making this massive asset allocation over these past 2 weeks. But what has our advice been, Stephen?
It has been to not sell the leaders and buy the laggards.
Right. And that's not just based on, well, I like Facebook because it's a better company than GE. It's based on numbers. And that's the beauty of the whole system. I'm a number cruncher. I'm a numbers-oriented guy. That takes emotion out of the equation. So when somebody calls me during the week with a highly charged emotional question, I answer with numbers, which is not highly charged. It's level-headed. It's logical. Some people handle the market with emotion. That's not a good thing because they can get scared and they can get greedy and everything in between. And instead of staying a steady course that's based on numbers, and until those numbers change, that's what the market trades on. Now, I know for a week or two, sentiment comes into the picture and emotions run high and investors do things that they wouldn't normally do in a normal emotion period of time. When the market's going higher, why would anybody call us and say, I want to back out of Amazon and I want to buy some Bank of America? But when they see a rotation that I said was temporary taking place by large institutions that are required to not be too overexposed to any area of the market, you see, I don't have those limitations. You know, I remember Peter Lynch, who also quite well-known Boston kind of guy because Fidelity is headquartered. And, Stephen, in my day, the book to read on the stock market was One Up on Wall Street. And it was about Peter Lynch finding under-the-radar companies that the rest of Wall Street and the rest of the Boston institutions were not buying. And he wrote a book, One Up on Wall Street, and he had a sequel to the book. But the problem is his own success compromised him greatly because more and more money plowed into his mutual fund. He couldn't buy those little known stocks anymore, those under-the-radar stocks. Well, you don't have that problem here. We look for the under-the-radar stocks. Oh, I mean, they're $400 billion. 10-cent holdings is not exactly a microcap. So anyways, we're going to be talking in the newsletter this week about where I see the best stocks now. We keep it simple. That's the name of the show. That's the name of the newsletter. That's the name of the app. And we'll be reporting back to you. We'll have it out by when, Stephen? Maybe 4
this
or 5 West
yeah.
Coast time?
I guess it depends on what you'll get done.
Yeah, that's right. Pin it on me. Now, I'm going to get the article done here this morning.
Okay, then it'll be out early.
Then it'll be out early today, exactly. And in that newsletter, you'll see our current technical analysis. We're starting to fine-tune the numbers now that we know where this tax cut is most likely to come in. And I could say that if you're an investor in 401k or an IRA or a Roth IRA, it still looks pretty rosy out there for you. And I still don't like the bond market. And there's sectors of the market that I favor over others. And, Stephen, I can't hear the music, so I'm going to check out, and I'm going to let you take us, close it out into the music. But get that newsletter today at GundersonCapital.com. All right? You take over, Stephen.
All right. Everyone, have a good weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.